If you have your Bibles with you, we will be considering the words of the Apostle Paul from Galatians 4, verses 4 to 5. Galatians 4, verses 4 to 5. Which reads, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." The Christmas story is the greatest event in human history. It is the good news of God. It is the story of the Word of God become flesh, having dwelt among us. So let us think for a moment that the Word who created all things, things below and things above, the seen and the unseen, the one who created the cosmos and gave us life, came down and he walked among us. John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." This isn't fake news, nor is it clickbait. This is a historical reality. It is a historical fact that the Word of God himself came down and loved us with a love that was undeserved. At the right time, the fullness of time, a time appointed, God the Father sent God the Son, the promised offspring who was to crush the serpent's head, bless the nations, and sit upon the throne of David forever. The Son of God came into the world, and the Son of God brought us life. Born of a woman, he humbled himself. In Philippians 2, 6 to 10, the Apostle Paul says, "Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth." Brothers and sisters, this reality displays the love of God. It displays the love of God the Father, who in the fullness of time sent his Son. And it displays the love of God the Son, who willingly humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death. So, why would the triune God go to such measures? Why would God the Father send his Son into the world? Why would God the Holy Spirit conceive the Son in a woman's womb? Why would God the Son willingly face humility, coming in the likeness of men and bearing the reproach of the cross? Why would God, the creator and the sustainer of all things, go to such measures? It was to redeem those who were under the curse of the law. All of us here this morning have broken God's just and holy law. We have each failed to meet the standard of the law. In fact, being Adam's offspring, it is literally impossible for us to ever meet that standard. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This means that no matter who we are or where we are, we have sinned against a holy God and continually fall short of his glory. Many in our culture believe that if there is a God, all they would have to do is live well, and then perhaps they'll earn their salvation. This is very common. Well, we as the church, we know that there is, in fact, a God. And we also know, as a church, that we cannot earn our salvation. Paul the Apostle in Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." The Apostle is showing us that the only thing that we are capable of earning in ourselves is death. Being sinners, we are owed judgment. We are condemned. We are owed an eternity in hell. And that is a stark reality. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for the free gift of grace. Thanks be to the triune God who went to great measures to save us. Thanks be to God for the Christmas reality, that the Son of God came in the flesh to live the perfect life, the life that we cannot live, fulfilling the law. Thanks be to God for the Son who willingly went to the cross to take on the sins of humanity and to take on the judgment that we deserve. And thanks be to God who loved us even when we were his enemies. Thanks be to God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is the true meaning of Christmas. This is the hope for all who have placed their faith in Jesus. That in the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, to redeem us who are under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. Therefore, no matter what you are going through this Christmas, whether it is sickness or grief, you have a sure hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ Jesus, who came to redeem you and to bring you into the family of God. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Not of your own doing, it is a gift of God. Brothers and sisters, your rest is coming. It's coming. Therefore, let us not merely celebrate the Christmas story. Let us live the Christmas story. Let us live in hope of better things to come when we will dwell in the presence of our God forever. We will be amongst the host of angels and the great multitude of the saints, blessing the one seated on the throne and the Lamb. This has been promised to you by God, and it will be fulfilled. It will. Be encouraged. Persevere and take hold of the eternal life. Don't cling to how you feel this Christmas. And I don't want to diminish your feelings because they are real and they are true. But I want to encourage you to cling to what you know, the hope of glory, that you have been reconciled to God through the blood of Christ, meaning you are no longer a slave to sin, but to righteousness. You have been adopted as sons. You have been adopted to be kept in God forever. Amen. Friend, if you are here this morning and you do not believe in Jesus Christ, we as the church, we hope and we pray that you have heard this message. That we hope you will take God's gracious call seriously. Because you, like everyone in this world, is in need of a Savior. You cannot save yourself. You just can't. And there is no other God to save you. There is but one true God. One. And he sent his son Christ Jesus so that whoever should believe in his name will have eternal life. Without Jesus, you are liable to judgment because God is just and he will punish the guilty and we are all guilty. But God has offered the first and the greatest Christmas gift of all. He has offered to you salvation in his Son. His Son who bore our sins on the cross, who resurrected on the third day and ascended on high to the Father, and in the fullness of time will return to judge the living and the dead, to send those who reject him into eternal damnation, and to bring those who have placed their faith in him to eternal life, where he will make all things, and I mean all things new. Our desire is that you will join us in the worship of our Lord, to be amongst the saints in light, rejoicing in him forever. Friend, and brothers and sisters alike, this is the true meaning of Christmas. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Christ Jesus who came into this world. And Father, we bow down to him in worship and reverence. And we thank you for the love that you have shown us. Because Lord, we know that we do not deserve this love. But it is a free gift of grace, just showing how amazing, how wonderful you are. And though speaking about these realities may not seem like the thing to talk about on Christmas, but in reality, this is what Christmas is about. And Father, we just pray that as we gather around with our families tomorrow and the next day and the day after that, that we will live your story and that we will proclaim the Christmas story all year round. Because, Father, we need you. The whole world needs you. And, Lord, we don't want to be ashamed of this message. We want to proclaim this message. And, Father, we want to draw people to you because you are worthy of all praise. So we thank you for this wonderful salvation, a good salvation. And we pray, Lord, we just earnestly pray that Jesus will come soon. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.